From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Stocks are rallying on foreign exchanges today after Greece's prime minister scrapped plans for a referendum on the latest bailout for that country and after an interest rate cut by the European Central Bank. The head of the European Commission, José Manuel Barroso, says he's confident the turmoil in Greece will ease.
It will be stabilized. And I can tell you now, working day and night sometimes on these issues and knowing now the determination of all the countries, that it will be stabilized. I have no doubts about it.
Greece's prime minister faces a confidence vote in parliament today. The political and economic crisis there has overshadowed the summit of leaders of the world's largest economies who are meeting in France. NPR's Scott Horsley is there and says President Obama is working with European leaders to deal with the region's larger debt crisis.
President Obama and his European counterparts added a late-night working session to their schedule last night as they scrambled to contain the damage from the political and economic instability in Greece. While the U.S. is not pledging any financial aid, Deputy National Security Advisor Mike Froman says everyone at the G20 meeting is looking for ways to help.
Clearly the Eurozone crisis, while it's a European crisis and it's for the Europeans to solve, does have global implications.
Rescue efforts have focused on erecting a financial firewall to protect other fragile economies in Europe, including Italy and Spain. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Cannes.
The Labor Department comes out with new employment figures later this morning. NPR's Yuki Noguchi reports economists are anticipating only modest gains in hiring for October, and the unemployment rate is expected to remain unchanged at 9.1%.
Ahead of the jobs report, there are several indications the job market may be improving. Initial claims for unemployment fell last week. Two separate surveys showed hiring was better than expected and that layoff activity slowed in October. Also, economic growth in the third quarter picked up substantially compared to the previous quarter, boosted by higher business and consumer spending. Still, economists do not expect that these factors are strong enough to alter the unemployment rate. Businesses remain cautious about hiring, and the housing sector, which drives so much of the rest of the economy, remains weak. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News, Washington.
House Speaker John Boehner says additional tax revenues could be part of the deficit reduction plan being worked on by a congressional supercommittee, as long as there are also significant reforms to benefit programs. Boehner says dealing with the deficit is difficult but essential.
The budget deficit and our debt serves as a wet blanket over our economy. It has every investor and business person concerned about whether we're going to deal with this problem.
The bipartisan committee is struggling to agree on ways to cut the deficit by more than $1 trillion over the next decade. This is NPR News from Washington. Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney is set to roll out details of his plan to cut $500 billion from the federal deficit. NPR's Giles Snyder says Romney will be speaking today in the nation's capital.
Among his priorities is President Obama's health care overhaul. His plan to repeal it should appeal to the gathering of Tea Party activists he's addressing. And he says changes must be made in federal spending on foreign aid.
We give $10 million in foreign aid a year to China. And it's not that they're bad people. But the idea that a nation that is as large and robust and economically viable as theirs is getting money from us just makes no sense at all.
Romney speaking yesterday in New Hampshire, where he previewed today's speech. Giles Snyder, NPR News, Washington.
Jury deliberations begin this morning in the trial of Michael Jackson's physician, Dr. Conrad Murray, who's charged with involuntary manslaughter in the singer's death. Prosecutors say Murray administered a dose of anesthetic that proved fatal. But defense attorney Ed Chernoff says that is not the way it happened.
They want you to convict Dr. Murray for the actions of Michael Jackson.
Chernoff says Jackson gave himself the fatal dose of the drug. The process of restoring power knocked out by last weekend's snowstorm in the Northeast has stretched on for nearly a week now. More than 500,000 homes and businesses are still without electricity, most of them in Connecticut. Jeffrey Butler is with Connecticut Power and Light. He says he's sorry the process is taking so long.
The thing I'm sorry about is that so many customers here in Connecticut have been out of power for so long. You know, especially when you think about the weather conditions, the forecast that we've heard that it's going to be colder. It is very challenging. It's very difficult for the customers.
I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.